The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus proposed another parable to the crowd, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat, and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from?' He answered, 'An enemy has done this.' His slaves said to him, 'Do you want us to go and pull them up?' He replied, 'No, if you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. Then at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn.' He proposed another parable to them. 'The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, yet when grown, full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches.' He spoke to them another parable. 'The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened.' All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables, to fulfill what had been said through the prophet, 'I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what has lain hidden from the foundation of the world.' Then, dismissing the crowds, he went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, 'Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field.' He said in reply, 'He who sows good seed is the Son of God. The field is the world, the good seed, the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear.' The Gospel of the Lord. This last week, I was at Camp Guadalupe, which is our archdiocesan summer camp. So I spent the week as kind of a chaplain for them. And it was tiring. It was hot there. But it was such a beautiful moment. So 3 of the evenings, every day we had Mass with the kids. And then each 3 of the evenings, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we had adoration with the kids. And the first evening we had adoration with just the girls, Tuesday evening, and then the guys Wednesday, and then everyone in the camp Thursday. And when Tuesday evening, after adoration was over and we were kind of wrapping things up, one of the young girls, she was probably an 8th grader, they're all middle school kids. She came up to me and said, "That's the closest I've ever felt to Jesus in my life." She was so full of joy. Jesus was doing something so beautiful and special within her heart. She let Jesus into her heart, and Jesus helped to navigate for her through the weeds of her life. This is what God does, right? If we let the Lord in to our life, he will help you to get through the weeds, through the sin, through the stuff that keeps us turning away from God. Farmers do not usually let weeds stay among the wheat. I tried to learn a little bit about this. I was curious. I was like, would you actually let weeds grow until harvest? And normally you don't. Normally weeds are taken care of early so that the wheat can grow with proper sunlight, water, and space. They need the space. And so the fact that in this gospel, the parable of the weeds and the wheat, God says, the farmer says, let them grow till harvest, would be contrary to regular farming practices. Weeds must be uprooted early if the wheat is to grow and be harvested properly. And so why does Jesus tell us in this parable, leave the weeds? This whole parable is a lesson on how we respond to evil in the world that is constantly influencing our lives. It is a lesson on whether we can choose to turn to Jesus or just turn toward the weeds. In this parable, weeds and wheat can grow together so that when it is time to harvest the fruits of our life with God, when it's time to choose, we will know well the truth that is of God and the evil that is of the devil. And so it's a lesson in discernment of God's will. It's a lesson of what is truly good versus what we know is truly evil. God, give us the grace to always know and follow and serve you so we can discern these things. And so let's talk a little bit about discernment and prayer. So we can't discern these things if we don't pray. And we start to see in this gospel why prayer is so important and being close to the Lord and having this intimate relationship with him. St. Paul speaks about discernment of the Holy Spirit in the second reading. We do not know how to pray as we ought. So we don't know how to pray, but if we open our hearts to the power of God, the Holy Spirit will show us how to pray. The Holy Spirit will reveal to us the truth of God. The most important part of praying is learning how to receive this from God. Learning how to listen to the promptings of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Learning how to say one of the most powerful prayers in our faith, come, Holy Spirit. Pray that often. Pray it daily. Pray it as often as you can, because the Holy Spirit will come and show you and guide you. It may not be today. Maybe it's years from now. The Holy Spirit and God will win in the end unless we keep pushing him out. So this teaches us to trust that God will influence our thoughts, our feelings, and our desires so that we can know and choose the good, the true, and the beautiful. Discernment is learning how to get out of the way and let the Holy Spirit fill you with his love. Let the Holy Spirit direct you towards Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit show you this eternal truth. Jesus is the way. When wheat is in its early stages of growth, and weeds are growing next to it, they actually look very much the same. It's hard to in the very early stages to discern wheat and weeds. It's hard to distinguish between them. And so this is actually true of our own life. When we are young, we don't know how to discern. And so we need people to teach us, our parents, our loved ones, our teachers, just the people in our life that are good witnesses to us. We need to learn how to discern what is truly good versus what is evil. You know, you teach children this, what is good and what is bad. As we grow, the world around us makes this very hard. Because often in the church, we'll hear what God and the church says is something that's morally wrong, for example, and then the world will say, no, it's good. And then the church will say something about what is morally good, and then the world will say, oh no, it's evil, and we should change it. And we keep fighting the world. And the devil loves this. The devil is a master manipulator. And so we're constantly trying to figure out in our minds, what do I believe? What do I follow? What do I do? The devil loves the weeds that look often like the wheat. And so we can't do this on our own. We can't do this without Jesus, because we will get deceived and lied to. And all of a sudden, we'll be believing that what is truly good is evil, and what is evil is good. But if we stay with Jesus, this cloud of confusion will become clear. If we remain with his church, then we will see clearly what is truly good versus what is evil. Because sin is just the devil's tool in this world. The real plan of Satan is to manipulate our understanding of the truth. In the end, the plan of Satan is simple. Make them believe that they don't need God and that they can be their own God. And the reality of this danger of believing that we don't need God and we can be God, it's not a far off reality, it's here and now. It happens all around us every day. We need the Holy Spirit of God. We need the mercy of Jesus. We need the grace of the sacraments of the church. We need a life of prayer. We need the Eucharist, the body and blood of Jesus. We need to fully rely on the power of Jesus and his cross. We need to be close to Jesus. Because when we're trying to figure out the weeds in the wheat, when we're rummaging through that field and we don't know what's good or bad or evil or Jesus sees you in that. He sees you and he loves you. You're not alone. Find Jesus always, every day. If we cry out in these moments, Jesus, my Lord and my God, he hears you. Jesus is with you always, until the end of the age. Stay close to Jesus. He will not let the weeds turn you away from the glory of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.